All right, ladies and gentlemen, children of almost all ages, G5 Radio, and this has been one hell of a week if you are a football fan, a sports fan, specifically an Eagles fan. We will get into all those issues in a minute. Right now, we're going to go to teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening, folks. How you doing out there?
All right. So, it's been a hectic week for you, sir.
Yeah, busy. Just busy, man.
Mm-hmm. And you got that that project that you're going to be still working on, too, for next year, right? With the mural and everything, right?
Yeah, man. But it's a good thing. Because I guess it's good to be busy and not have nothing to do at all.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Now, our other half is right now indisposed, but Mr. GPS will be joining us hopefully shortly. He's just trying to get himself situated where he's at. So let's get into this one story I saw here. Kind of a weird story, but you know what? It's one of these type of idiot type of stories that I've seen here. And this is from our buddies at the NY Daily News. Now, there was a video that came out of a crime, a hate crime in Queens. And in this hate crime, there was a 24-year-old man that was slashed across the throat by a stranger who yelled in Spanish. Now, let me get the quote here. Who yelled in Spanish, quote, unquote, "I'm going to kill you, white boy." But here's the deal, though. The victim understood Spanish and was able to tell the police what happened. That's a real genius for you there. Bring down the culture. Thank you very much. So the cops are calling the Queens incident a hate crime, and they're still hunting for the suspect. It happened around 2:20 in the morning in the Ridgewood section this past Thursday. The police said the victim was walking with his girlfriend between Seneca and Gates when the attacker ran up on him, yelled a threat, and cut the victim from an ear to the middle of his throat. The attacker, 25 to 30 years old, about 5'8", with a medium build, ran off with his girlfriend, who was standing nearby, acting like a lookout. The victim, of course, received stitches to close the wounds, and then he was later released from the hospital. Now, the Popo released a video that shows the suspect and the girlfriend before the attack happened. They appeared to be arguing with each other before the camera captures them crossing the street. So if anybody was there during that incident and might have seen something, make sure that you call the Crime Stoppers up there with the NYPD, 800-577-TIPS. And, of course, everything's confidential. Mr. Cortez, hate crimes are just getting a little bit out of hand, aren't they?
I think what's happening, man, you know, I really think they softened up on hate crimes, man. I really think they're not as aggressive as dealing with them, or we're at that point we feel as though that, hey, are we that naive? We got to a point that we feel as though there's no more racism in America, therefore we shouldn't have to come down hard on hate crimes.
Mm-hmm. Being a person that was actually involved in a hate crime, it is not a pretty thing. And, for me, it was me, a brick, and a skull, and then you put it together. So thankfully I'm still here, but it just doesn't matter. It happens all of a sudden, you know, and they can just come at you, don't even know you from a can of paint, and then they'll just go off on you big time. So the world is changing. I mean, it's not changing for the better from what I see in these type of situations. It's just getting worse and worse.
And books around concepts and hooks. session to session to get thoughts manifesting. Stressing and stressing to hit the world with a blessing. A lot of people often ask, Cooper, how you giving back? The way I give back is through the knowledge of my raps, like a gym. For all my people caught out on the limb, who be giving in, caught out on the stem, who don't wanna win. I'm feeling you, I know you getting down like that. But what I'm saying, dog, is let me hold a little something black. I hit you back. Come on, dead dad, that's the 10th time I heard that. All you know is give me, I work hard for every penny that I make. Video and tape, LP and CD. If I fall, you feeding me. No dough to spread, always keep a level head. Long as my seeds get fed, it won't go to my head. So don't let it go to your head, no. Everybody love a star when he on top. Don't let it go to your head, no. Nobody comes around when the star starts to drop. Don't let it go to your head, no. Strive to help others who help themselves.
But you can't tell her that, cause sometimes she speed and put her hand out. Like I'm that ATM cat, drop me off and chase. Earring in the navel like she sexual. Royalty by the whole loyalty. Get wrecked in the kitchen like she run the cooking channel. And then hide it in the car door. God, she's a mother to be, a hope for twins. Give me a whole tribe. And be as sexy as Janet was on the cover of Vibe. She slick talk, threatened to walk. She got a girlfriend that used to tap back when. So she always worry her with you. Tell her, hold it down, ma, I get your high ranks. Sometimes you wild, but I guess that's your style. If you lay up in my high rise, will you stay wise? Will I slay thighs? Open your eyes, girl.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Don't believe those jealous type cats.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Cause I'm the one been in for late night cabs.
Don't let it go to your head.
I told your girl my home is my castle.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Understand it won't be no hassle.
I heard you single on the battle of the beats. It won 5 nights. I bet you had the time of your life. Working so hard and so long to make a record. Finally to make a song people respect it. Collect the dough at the show as you sip the mo. Now you hitting the flow you never hit before. That's a trip, how much better could they get? Got the leather with the wood kit, all up in the whip. The faller to the pit, we're calling it what? It's really not, this is just one single you got. That's really hot, tomorrow it could bust just like a blood clot. Leave you in the dust for your body to rot. Another party to rock. If it's you or if it's me, it doesn't matter, cause it just won't stop. They'll let your gray matter pop. Cause when you release the album, if they don't cop, you're gonna get dropped. So
don't let it go to your head, no.
Cause one single don't make you a hit.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Stay true to who you are and don't never forget.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Keep your feet on solid ground.
Don't let it go to your head.
Cause what goes up must come down.
Don't let it go to your head, no. Don't let it go to your head, no. Don't let it go to your
And to kind of piggyback on this, I don't know if you heard about this one, Mr. Cortez, but there was an incident at a McDonald's where these girls were just totally went off. And this was in Brooklyn, so big ups to Brooklyn. There was 5 teenage suspects that beat down a girl at a Brooklyn McDonald's. So, the video's all over the place. I mean, it was like a crowd of like 50 to maybe 100 people just watching this girl getting rolled on. I mean, it was deep. I looked at that and I was like, wow. Nobody stepped in or anything to try to help her out. Nothing like that at all. There was 5 suspects, all girls, beating up on this one girl. And the one 16-year-old suspect in the videotape remained on the loose as of this weekend. Now, among the other people that were taken into custody was a 14-year-old, accompanied by her mother, and the Popo found out that a plane ticket was purchased for the teen in Atlanta, Georgia. And this girl was basically trying to get out of town, better yet, or get out of the country and head to Jamaica. All all of this was for some kind of a, I guess, some kind of a revenge attack. You know, like I said, people were, you know, taping this in McDonald's. I mean, the girl was punched, kicked, stomped, yanked during the assault. And the cheers were heard in the background as the beating continued. Until customers finally came to the aid of the victim, who was limp on the restaurant floor. This girl, one of the girls was stalking the victim since January to inflict some payback after the girl had done something to a very close friend. Mr. Cortez, teen violence and beatdowns, I mean, where does it all end, sir?
The problem is, man, that the issue is that we teenagers, man, for some reason, they're very desensitized towards violence, man. That's what it boils down to, is no empathy, is no such thing as empathy within this younger generation, man. They don't feel no remorse for each other at all, man. And I think because, and I can't blame video games, because I got to blame parents, because parents, you know, they don't teach empathy, man. They don't teach compassion or sympathy for other people to these kids. And I bet you when that girl's getting beat down, man, people, I wouldn't be shocked they were videotaping it and everything else, man.
I am. All these teenagers that were over there were making videos of this thing. I mean, it was just like people pulled out the cell phones. The next thing you know, they're just taping every little bit that was happening.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, to me, it gets worse, man, because when you do stuff like that, when you stand around videotape videotape of somebody getting assaulted or whatever, man, you're no longer a human being. Because any human being will call the cops up, man. It wouldn't be a sin up there videotaping, man. Why would you videotape somebody getting assaulted? It's easier to call the cops than videotape, but people chooses to want to videotape stuff like that going down.
They do, and then at the same time, you know, like I said, you actually hear people in the background that were actually cheering on these girls as they were rolling on this other one. It's getting trite. It's just getting mad trite. You said the parents are the ones that are responsible. I totally agree. But what needs to be done to the parents? What do parents need to do to the kids? I mean, what does it come down to?
I don't know, man. It becomes an issue when it's a fatality involved, man. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to happen, man. Unfortunately, somebody got to die in order for people to wake up and be like, damn, maybe we need to change what we're doing. Maybe we need to go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Possibility. So, you know, it's a shame that, you know, everything had to go down like that. But, you know, hopefully justice will be served, because it's really, you know, it's a shame. But at the same time, if this person who got beat down made the instigated this in some other way, you know, they, in a way, this was like karma that was placed onto them, you know.
Is the T-top connection what makes it clear you love to smoke the wolves? The crackheads and black men, they come up to my door. I don't smoke jump, so what they knocking for? Kids love to feel on your feds, got a steal on your street. Time is limited today. On your crack card, they're getting only agencies for comeback. Damn, Mrs. Shane, you're the mighty queen of vows. With a wide-eyed look and a rotten tooth smile. Used to walk with a swagger, now you simply stagger. From one spot on to the next spot on to the next spot on to the next. Get a job, for me you won't rob, cause I smack you with a hose filled with sand. Now give that to the crack man. You was fly once, now you're losing all your front. Started off light, only trip a woolly blunt. But now you get a stripe, graduated to the pipe. Took a long pull, hype, yeah. Head crack, you smoked up that stack in a minute you was back.
Hey, yo, ex, wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, I had to drop her cause she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her.
Chopper canna. She's always juicing, producing cash.
loves men that trick like Halloween and treat. You ain't paid, then your grade is incomplete. You got a flash dollar to prove her, and when you do, she sucks it up like a Hoover. Taking all your papes like inhalation of vape. Her nasal passage filled with money, and it's massive. Well, what you are is a stunt man. You're on a hunt, and your plan is to take all you can from my man and spread. I seen your kind before, you're not original. Just a sick, mixed up individual. Giving up the crotch for a fresh gold watch. Marking off the good you get, going up another notch. Your ways and actions are like those of a savage. If the price is right, then anyone can rab it. Even Monty Hall can have himself a ball if his assets are in order. What's really scary is you're somebody's daughter. So don't come around trying to make a profit at the expense of another man. Stop it. Cause you see, you're the freak show of the town. And what I think you ought to do is. A 40 in the blunt, that's all she really wants. But she'll spin your pates and she'll use it for your plastic. And if you swing the F, you better wear a prophylactic. Cause things are getting drastic. Slide up in the wrong when you end up in the casket. Sister, there's no need in speeding. She was doing lays before she started bleeding. What makes a bitch wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner just like Bruce Jenner. Lay the bitch on the bed and then you run right in her. Hoover makes no mistakes. She said, rock me tonight.
For old time's sake.
Picture that.
Slow down.
You little hooker. Honey got a problem with the bins. Meaning she likes to bend over and then she spreads the skin. The hoe was just a hoe and that's without the controversy. She can make a red spring sing a song of mercy. Come on, touch. You can take a thousand just. Scrub that ass and I'll still pass.
Slow down.
You're living foul.
Slow down. Slow down. Slow
now
down.
See, it ain't no reason for out here sneezing, cause it's not the season. So if you wanna live foul and be a dumb dude, a dumb, dumb bitch, well go ahead. You're living foul. Now I'd like to give a special shout to my DJ Alamo, wanna help out. And I'm out like that.
Let's get off of that, and let's get on to something that I don't know why people are really talking about this, but they're actually trying to make this a story. You know, sir, that this is National Pie Day?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who do not know what pie is, and I'm not talking P-I-E, we all know what that is, whether it be pie that comes out of an oven or pie from your chick. Needless to say, they both taste sweet, usually. But today is actually National Pie Day 3.14, the mathematical number. There have been people that have actually gotten married today. And the reason why is it's a once-in-a-lifetime date, 3-14-15, which is the first five digits of pi, 3.1415. So, I don't know. I mean, to me, I wasn't really a whole good mathematical wizard. So the only thing I want to make sure is that that my check is right. That's basically it. But some people really got obsessed with this. They were making apple pies with the little crust with the pie symbol and everything like that. I don't know. What did you do for Pie Day, sir?
Man, I just went to my wife's job and put up some curtains, man, or some dividers for a room.
Divide.
Because man, I'm at my school, they get all hyped up about because it's you know it is given homage to math.
Yes.
So that's why they get all hyped up about me. I'm like, okay, they take it real, man. The math team just take it real. Yeah, they take it real seriously.
Saw professors or teachers, like math teachers, like in your schools that were like really into this?
Yeah, they walk around with a pie shirt on and everything, and they talk about, you know, bring some attention to it. And it's good, man. I don't knock it, man, but you won't see me doing that, bro.
I can't imagine you with a pie tie. No,
I do not think so, man.
I can't see that, man. And if you do wear a pie tie, we're gonna take your license away. So, but either way, for those mathematical geeks that love this day, happy Pi Day, and that pi is 3.14592653582148086 51. The rest goes on for about 1,200 miles, so I digress. Enough about that shit. Fuck pie.
Bucka, 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 bucka. Ha ha. You know the deal. Beats by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the forthcoming live future shot. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven from immense of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep an orbit with the probable tenth. The universe expands length, the body of my tax possess extra strength, power lifted powerless, up out of this towering inferno, my aim so hot it burned through the journal. I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway at Myrtle. Hip hop passed all your tall social hurdles, like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor, better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in with your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats can think you're back. You dead now. Killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. It's a numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits ever seen my pockets. Like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is 1/4 black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key, a 5 minute sentence here and then you're no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome, full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens in prison greens facing life numbers, crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell, but they can rock you a PlayStation. This new math is whipping motherfuckers ass. You wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add. It's math.
Mighty most depth.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty most depth.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about here?
Yo, it's one universal law, but two sides to every story. Three strikes and you bitten for life, mandatory. Four MCs murdered in the last 4 years. I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die from the seven deadly thrills. 8-year-olds getting found with 9 mils. It's 10 p.m. where your C's at. What's the deal? They on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled. Lighting the ass with heavy steel. Sights on the pretty shit in life. Young soldiers trying to earn their next stripe. When the average minimum wage is 5.15. You best believe you gotta find a new grind to get cream. The white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. So frontliners got their gun in your back. Bubble and crack, jewel theft and robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence. Budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics. From your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break, man. Channeling women in the figures, two columns for
for who is and who ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings, but you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel back? Here's the secret, the million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty most definitely.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty most definitely.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
I gotta get into this, and I need the soundboard to help me out with this. Soundboard, let's do it. I was hoping for Mr. GPS to come here and be on for this. I'll have to catch up with him with this, and hopefully if he does come, maybe he'll catch this, but I'm telling you, all I got to say for the NFL with what the Eagles have been doing is this.
Oh, my God in heaven!
This has been the week that's been better than any soap opera that you can imagine. This whole free agency period has been nuts. And Mr. Cortez, have you been following any of this, sir?
Off and on, man. Off and on. I haven't been consistent with it, man.
Okay, all right, well.
But I know it's been a lot of conversation about what's been going on with the Eagles.
Yes, indeed. Let's start with how this all started, with a trade of LeSean McCoy, running back of the Philadelphia, former running back now the Philadelphia Eagles, traded for Kiko Alonso. Who was part of the Buffalo Bills. A lot of people were like, what the fuck was this? But then it went on to, picking up the safety. Macklin wound up getting dropped. They didn't sign him. Nick Foles gets traded from the Eagles. It was a quarterback swap for Sam Bradford. I almost said the Los Angeles Rams. Wow, that's going back too far. The St. Louis Rams. But let me tell you this. These were crazy. I'm walking around. I'm like, what the fuck is this coach doing? I'm like, oh, my God. And one of the quotes that he said was, everybody's thinking, is he going to get that quarterback from Oregon that he used to coach? Is he going to basically bet the whole franchise on it? He's like, well, I'm not going to mortgage the whole team to get one man. I'm like, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Could this be? Yes, it is. Mr. GPS.
Yo.
Good evening, sir. You caught us in a great time. We're talking about the Eagles.
Oh, joy.
Oh, bliss. Oh, happiness. And of course, Mr. Cortez is here with you.
Yo. Hey, what's up?
Man, you got to get ready for this one. The soundboard. Let's show you one of the comments that I've heard via YouTube. This man is all over YouTube, all over the internet. Now, this is a tame one of LeSean McCoy. Let you listen to how tame this is. Soundboard, let's do it.
Chip Kelly, what the fuck are you doing out there in Philly? What the fuck?
You've got to see this video. It's crazy.
Woo! What the fuck? Motherfucker, you better check your goddamn self, okay? You're fucking tripping, man.
This is how this guy was going off. Now, this is about LeSean McCoy. Oh, my God. We lost Mr. GPS. Of course, we'll get him back shortly. But you can see the emotion. You can hear the emotion from this gentleman, of course. I mean, when you heard about LeSean McCoy, I mean, you're not too savvy. You're not too footballish. You are a fan. You're not a fair weather fan, but you are a fan, Mr. Cortez, correct?
Yeah, I am a fan. I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm not deep in it like that brother is. That brother's a little too deep for me, man. Makes me wonder, do you have a damn job? Are you putting that much energy into what you do?
Man, let me tell you something. Hold up. That ball was straight deep. So, I mean, and he just goes on and on. He just goes on and on about it. I think I have him calling here. So, stand by, Mr. Cortez. GPS should be calling here any microsecond now. There we go. G-Line is always on. Mr. GPS.
Yo.
Oh, thank you for coming back. Now, Mr. Cortez says this guy has a lot to do if he's talking about Chip Kelly and, you know, being emotional like that. What do you say?
I say he's going to make whatever changes he needs to make to keep his job, like every other coach is coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Coming through their club. It's just what it is.
True. But I think this guy, and we'll continue just a little bit more on how he feels about LeSean McCoy.
How the fuck do you release? No, I'm sorry, nigga. You didn't fucking release him, nigga. Man, we stop fucking tripping. How the fuck do you trade LeSean McCoy to the Buffalo fucking Bills for Kiko Alonso? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't that motherfucking injured last season?
I'm telling you. This fool, and his eyes are popping out in this video, Mr. Cortez. I'm telling, and if you think that was something.
So, is he just venting, man?
He is venting the shit.
Lord. See, I hate when they do shit like that. They vent, man, and they don't say, that's all they get up there and just start cussing for a whole 3 hours or whatever, man.
But
don't have
you
nothing.
Know what, though? This guy's been doing this, and I've been checking the YouTube out. This is not the first time he's been on here doing this. He's been doing this, I guess, since last year when they played a couple games and he would get pissed and just go right online and just start venting.
La, 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 la. Hey, this is a song for my haters. Yeah, y'all got me feeling like the greatest, yeah. Song for my haters. Hey, you got me feeling like the greatest.
Ha, bitch, I'm about to blow up. Say what? Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Hey, I came up, I warmed up, the next up. Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Now don't it sound legendary? Liven up the resurrected dead and buried. This for niggas who ain't satisfied with secondary. This for my sisters who ain't satisfied with secretary. I'm blowing up and bitch, I'm still me. But what's the cost to live your dreams? Do you feel me? Everything glittering ain't what you think it will be. Funny how money chains and wits make me feel free. I'm starring in this bitch and yeah, I write the show. Fuck the haters, I'm headed to that place you like to go. They say what you fighting for, the game is on life support. And Gary Coleman just passed, life is short. Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Look, I'm about to blow up. Yeah, got to the club early just to get a friend. Wait for hoes to show up. Man, but now it's bottles at them tables. Bring them out, it's more I'm about to blow up. You know what? Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Left side, hey. Right side, left side, hey. Bitch, I'm about to blow up.
Hey, this is a song for my haters.
Bitch, I'm about to blow up.
Yeah, you got me feeling like the greatest.
Ha, who said I'm about to blow up?
Hey, this is a song for my haters.
Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Mama say I should reconsider law school. That means I wear a suit and bend the truth and feel awful. Hell nah, got a degree, but what that cost you? You make a good salary just to pay Sally Mae. That's real as ever. Ducking bill collectors like Jehovah's Witness when they showed up at your door at Christmas. Was broke as dishes, tryna let it go. Hit the club, she drop it low, lower than my credit score. Account overdraft, what I got is debit for. So much debt, it got me drinking, thinking, bitch, I better blow. I better blow. These hoes ain't checking for no nigga with no vehicle. You bought her like Mexico. Hey, baby girl, what it look like? Hey, where your head at? Hey, what you cook like? She say, where your bread at? Or what's your whip like? You ain't got one or the other. Well, brother, good night. Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Look, I'm about to blow up. Yeah, got to the club early just to get a friend. Wait for hoes to show up.
right side, uh-huh. Left side, hey. Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Spiritual, how they got these niggas on the TV selling miracles? You mean to tell me everything gon' be fine if I call your hotline and pay $29.99? Shit. Well damn, why ain't you say so? Take the check and ask, gotta multiply all my pesos and erase my number out the phones of these fake hoes. I saved the number just in case, but now it's case closed. So you niggas biting my flows and my subject matter. You never be me, partner, so it don't fucking matter. You try to be in your career or see funerals. And be you, that's when it sounds beautiful. Then maybe you can blow up. And maybe you can blow up. You know what? For now, bitch, I'm about to blow up.
This guy's interesting, but let me let you hear what he said about the trade with Nick Foles, the quarterback Nick Foles, for Sam Bradford. This is what he said.
What the fuck? Oh, hell no. Fire this fucking bitch. Chip Kelly, get the fuck out of Philly, nigga. I can't have this motherfucker here no more. I just go on Twitter. I got fucking word from my nigga. Motherfucker, you're trading. What the fuck? What?
That's just the beginning.
Does he realize that Coach Kelly is white?
Yes.
And he's calling him a nigger, huh?
Yes. But wait,
damn,
but
see, wait, this cast confused.
You should have heard him in the other one when he's talking about Shady. He calls him a Winnie the Pooh looking motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. You got some serious issues going on with this gentleman.
It is funny, man. I mean, I was showing this to a couple people. They were just cracking up. Oh, my God. I mean, let me just play a little more.
Are you fucking snorting that Tony Montana fucking... Nigga, you... You're snorting the fuck out that shit, dude! You're fucking murdering this goddamn team, dog. You're snorting the fuck out of that goddamn coke. Motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck is going on inside of your goddamn brain, but if you're gonna sit, if you honestly fucking think that trading Nick Foles to the fucking Rams for that injury-prone piece of shit Sam Bradford is gonna help this team, you got me fucked up, nigga, for real.
Hard to maintain the pressure on my chest. Excess frustration strikes. Blood rushes my head when I come across rows with dead mics and whack promoted shows. It's hard, but with the presence of God, I'm true to the game. So I'm back, black to take charge and recap. Sure, the time when shit can never be whack. I'm pure, I insert my lifeline into the track. The energy in me is a poison, but no unrevealed remedy. I'm spreading like leprosy throughout the record label, cause mine's put me and my career in jeopardy. Can you come see me in the ghetto where it's dark? Well, it's a real loss. Peace lurks in the heart. Lord knows it hurts. We kick the hurts to the curb. Execute first things first and put blunted minds to work. My hurt side and my fam support. So I'm high for the time being, seeing peace, but taking no short. No short. Rush. Yeah. Stress. Rush.
The apocalyptic one. After this rhyme, henceforth, there is none. No more will exist when I emerge from the mist in which I was born into scorn. Most of you can't even comprehend what I am saying to you, even in my human form. The message
memory lane. Why do you choose to mimic these whack MCs? Why do you choose to listen to R&B? Why must you believe that something is fact just because it's played on the radio 20 times per day? My perception of poetical injection is ejaculation. The immaculate conception, the whole hawker who stalks bodies in Central Park. Soon emergency services outline that body in chalk. Then I begin to walk away and spit. Then when I walk away, I talk shit. I jogger sprayed my face with mace. She didn't know that I enjoyed the taste of radio activates. When I'm in the backseat of your midtown taxi, don't even ask me for the cash key. The four cab before didn't pick me up. No, ask yourself who the fuck's gonna stick me up.
Crush, kill, destroy, stress. Crush, kill, destroy, stress. Crush, kill, destroy, stress. Crush,
stress. Crush, kill, destroy,
stress. Crush, stress. Crush, kill, destroy, stress. Mr. GPS, please chime in. Sometimes I think that these administrators forget that, you know, this is no longer a time when y'all make decisions, it only gets read about in the paper, and people just talk about it to themselves on their jobs or on the phone in their clubs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in a cyber society.
Right.
And people's opinions get dented now.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that have been, you know, in the game just as long as y'all have. They know every player's stats just as much as y'all do. And if y'all make a trade that's like a what the fuck, you know, you have people who are that passionate, you know, as you can see. I mean, this dude at the top of his voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy was just going noy. Oh, my God. I mean, but it was just, you know, when you hear it, it was just funny as shit. But you could tell the passion is there. I mean, you look at the video, he's got flags of the Eagles in the background. He's a Philly fan. He's hardcore Philly fan. But this man was, it looked like he almost destroyed his computer. I mean, he was, at the Shady McCoy thing, he threw his keyboard at the computer. Passion. Philly passion. But has passion gone a little too far, Mr. Cortez?
I don't think that's passion, man. I just sound like a motherfucker bitching and groaning, man. That's what it sounds like to me. It don't make no sense. I'm listening to it. It's like, I can understand you're upset. Now, if you're upset, give us some solutions instead of sitting there just bitching about it, man. That's what he's doing.
Mm.
Even though he probably will come out with something about me next time he talks.
Yeah, he's probably going to, he's got to come out with something about these new pickups. Of course, if nobody know who we picked up, of course, you know, we picked up a couple defenders from Seattle along with Kiki Alonso from Buffalo. We picked up, what's his name? We had that running back from San Diego whose name escapes me right now. But he's very good. He's very good. But with all of that, we wound up getting the big man on campus. And, yes, we lost Trent Cole. We lost Nick Foles. We lost LeSean McCoy. But we gained Mr. DeMarco Murray from the Dallas Cowboys. And you know Dallas was pissed at that. It's got so bad over there. There was a video of showing DeMarco Murray's jersey, and somebody pulled out a branding iron, branded the jersey, and lit it on fire. Passion, bitterness, I don't know what you want to call it, but let me tell you this, it was crazy. I think that there's a lot of improvements that have been made, but there's still a lot more that needs to be done. Do you concur, Cortez?
I agree with you. I think, and we spoke about this before, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why the coach has made some of these dramatic changes is his contract is almost up. If I'm correct, his contract, he has to show some type of progress.
Right.
And by shuffling these players around the way he did, we have to give him a contract extension because the first thing we're going to think is we're sympathizers, we're going to think, oh, man, Coach Kelly you know, we can't expect him to make progress if he has a brand new team, and now he has a brand new team.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? Now, I believe it's also the contracts, the salary cap. But GPS, what do you think about that?
He's not. Oh, he's there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
GPS is always here.
Go ahead. I'm going to agree with Cortez. You know, I understand this whole thing about the, well, I don't understand everything about the salary cap, but you know, come on already. You're trading healthy players for injured players. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought the point of getting trades was to be able to win.
Yes, it is. And don't forget, 10 of these players are former players of Chip Kelly from the University of Oregon. Do you think he has a plan? Do you think he has a mission? Do you think that he can actually pull this off?
He needs a couple more years, man. Because
you think so? I mean, now
he just he's rebuilding, literally, man. It takes a couple years to build up a good quality NFL team, man. It takes a long time. That's what I'm saying. He needs time, man.
Okay. Yeah, because now most of these people that were on the team, remember, they were Andy Reid's people too.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Eagles' record last year?
10-6.
Ten and six.
The past 2 years. So now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to break that glass ceiling of the 10 wins and trying to get to the playoffs and go further. So I think they still have a ways to go as far as getting the people to do it. But I think that they can. I think that they can really do it. It's just going to take some time.
It's not going to happen next season, man.
Find out in your first 6 games.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you now. I think the problem is he won't come out and say it, but I think he really wanted to get rid of everybody, man. Coach Kelly wanted to get rid of everybody that any remnants of Andy Reid he wanted to wipe off, man. Just wipe down a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't do anything because everybody was still in the contract, man, you know. Plus he didn't have a lot of money to negotiate or to move people around.
Right.
So I mean we're going through some growing pains, man. Those growing pains, you know, like I said, I'm not expecting anything in the next 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Okay, well then we'll I got confidence in Mr. Kelly. And I'm hoping that all these players do great, from Ryan Matthews, the new running back, who was originally offered the contract, and then DeMarco Murray came. So we got a three-headed monster. We got Sproles, we got Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, a rotation. I could see that happening. Young rookies coming in, or second-year receivers. There's a good shot. This might work out well. And if he does, he will look like a mad genius. Straight up mad genius. If it doesn't work out, honestly, I don't think he'll get a new contract at all. I think this will be it. So this is kind of like do or die for Mr. Chip. So I say good luck. I'm definitely in support. And I know that guy who's in that YouTube video and everything, he's in support. Man, if anybody knows who that guy is, please, please let us know. I would like to talk with him and find out what's going through his mind.
Shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you capture, just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up, daddies. He know he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't
do better.
Lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better.
His soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking, make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's co-product. They moved on to the next mo who flows, he knows dove and sold.
Change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like Rudolph's cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the power.